I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast and we like scary things and being our truest selves and,
and self-care.
I was like, ooh, is she going to notice that I didn't say self-care right away? That's like our main focus.
Yeah.
We like to self-care for ourselves. So what did you do this week for self-care?
This week I actually I have this thing at work where like if you answer trivia with one of our carriers with Progressive, they like give you points and then you can trade those points in for like retail things or gift cards.
Oh, that's nice.
So I had like a whole bunch of points and I realized that I could get a gift card to Bath and Body Works.
That's a good one.
So I got myself a Bath and Body Works gift card for like $100.
Oh.
And then I went and got some like...
Did you spend it all?
I spent $90 and they gave me
$10
back. So I got a candle. I got a body spray. I got a scrub and a lotion and a body wash.
Look at you. I don't have any of those things.
Yeah,
so.
I felt good about it. They had like a whole bunch of the like new fall scents and stuff.
I got a candle from them recently. It was a pumpkin one. It's so good.
Oh my God. I love that
place. I love Michael's candles because they're like $4.
But they don't smell when you smell it like yeah. Next to your nose. But I feel like they don't like smell up the room.
No, not at all. Not at yeah. all. So I got these random candles, like 3-wick from Walmart, and I got like
good?
A cranberry man. Yeah, it's
the Walmart
incredible.
Ones are good?
Yeah,
okay, nice.
And it was $7 for 3-wick. So
yeah.
Like, yeah,
love that for you.
Thank you. I was really excited.
What did you do?
So Keith's been making me watch all the stupid like Halloween movies that I haven't seen. And I say stupid like the ones that are like over the top. Like I just saw Mars Attacks.
I love Mars Attacks.
And I finally got to watch the full Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I've never seen that.
Oh.
Is that, when was that made?
That
Is
was
that like
old?
Oh
yeah, it's like from the 90s.
Okay.
I'm finding a picture
Ridiculous.
Of it because it's like, oh, it's so over the top. But they like know what it's about. Like no one's like.
No, I've never seen that. Did you like Mars Attacks though?
Mars Attacks. I loved it.
It's so weird. I love it so much.
I was talking, I'm not going to like say who, but I told Keith, I was like, trusting the aliens from Mars Attacks is like trusting like somebody that you can't trust. I was like, it's like trusting the Martians from Mars Attacks.
It's like
and
trusting
Keith's like,
someone
what?
You can't trust.
And then last night I watched
metaphor.
Tremors. Well, because like they act like trustworthy and then they like...
They're evil.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It literally, like, it's... This is Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I'm going to need to watch that.
It's
Was
like,
it on Hulu or...
I'm not sure, but we can do another movie night and, like, just get bundled up.
Dude, yeah. I haven't really, like, browsed a whole bunch through Huluween.
I haven't either.
But I want to.
Because I don't have access to Netflix all the time, so...
That's so weird. I gave you guys, like... account access.
Yeah, and they're well, you can only use it one spot if they're paying attention, but if they're not, then I don't know.
That's so weird.
I'm trying to watch Love is Blind season 4.
Oh my god. It's ridiculous.
I'm so excited. Yeah. I'll watch it.
Watch it and then we'll discuss.
Well, you know me, I'm always like texting you like, "So, what do you think about
Tell me
so-and-so?
Your judgments because they're probably the same as mine."
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like we got a lot of crazy people this season.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nice. Cool. But yeah, and Tremors was last night. I had never seen Tremors.
I've only seen parts of Tremors.
It's a lot.
Aren't they like earthworms? Like giant earthworm snakes?
Yeah, but they're like evil earthworms.
Well, yeah, they want to like kill you. But it's like...
Reba's in it. And Kevin Reba's Bacon. In...
Oh, yeah. Kevin Bacon for sure.
Yeah. Reba's in it. So, random. Like, that should automatically...
Isn't it weird when you watch movies from, like, the 90s and you're like, oh, my God, that person? And you, like, notice all these actors that you never even, like, cared about
But it before? Wasn't... But it wasn't, like, people... Like, it was when they had, like, stars in their eyes still, you know? Like, they yeah. were, like, actually really trying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice. Well, that's...
Yeah, so that's what I did for self-care, is just watched all the crazy movies.
I love it.
Well, because, like, when this comes out, it's going to be October 25th. So, okay. Like,
spooky time.
We're still getting ready for Halloween at this time.
I'm so stoked.
So, yeah, I am too. We're trying to do, like, all the fall things, so.
I think we're off to a good start.
I think we are, too. I'm, like, I'm kind of proud of us.
Yeah.
Because we always talk about it. We never do. Right. So.
What are you telling me about?
This week, I'm telling you, well, it has different titles. One of the titles I don't love, but okay. It was The Man Who Tried to Ruin Halloween or The Candyman.
Oh, fuck.
Do you know this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was one that I was like, I hate this one.
Okay, so.
Because it makes me sad.
So I thought this was a common one that people know about. It's not. Yeah. I asked like 5 people. I'm like, do you know the story? I'm not gonna like.
I'm so glad I didn't do this one. I was like, I could do this, and I was like, no.
Okay, so this is the story of why people are like, people are drugging my kids. It's like, no, yeah. They're fucking not Brenda. This no one's gonna give you kids their like edibles.
Did this?
So
it's his fault.
Yeah. So essentially, I'll get into it in a second. But a lot of people. You should always check your child's candy. Like, you should always, for at sure. the end of the night, that's stupid. And if anything's unwrapped, throw it away.
Sure.
Or if somebody bakes a treat and you don't know them. Like, common if it's your neighbor you know, things. Throw it away. Yeah. But no one's giving your child their edibles. No one is
dude,
giving...
those are expensive.
Yeah. They're really expensive. Like,
people are not giving your child their drugs.
Yeah,
that's for them.
That's for them to enjoy, not for your
exactly.
child.
Exactly. Like, the child wouldn't enjoy it.
So I'm always like, I get fired up because it's like, no one's like, no oh, one's I'm put random razor blades in it. It's not.
And also the razor blade thing, like, fucking relax.
You're going to yeah. see a razor blade in your child's candy, and your yeah. child needs to slow down if they're eating
if
razor
they're
blades.
If they're eating so fast that, like, they eat
ingest
a
razor
blade.
Then something was going to get him eventually.
Darwinism at its finest. Oh my God, that was so mean. Okay, sorry.
No, but seriously, you're like, just check your child's candy.
You know.
But don't freak out. Don't lie to kids and say, oh, they're giving you their edibles. They're fucking not, Brenda.
They're
calm down.
Literally not. They're not putting fentanyl in your candy. They're not putting meth.
There are sick people out there, but if your candy is unwrapped, throw it away.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's that easy.
Yeah. I remember even as a little kid, I remember like I found like a Snickers bar that was unwrapped and like, I'm sure there's nothing wrong with it, but I still was,
but
like
who knows whose nasty
fingers
have touched it.
Like 5 years old, threw it away because yeah. I thought that I was like, ooh, this could have been, you know, like
some are gross.
Well, I was like, something else could have gotten in here. So
totally.
Like, just throw it away.
Bugs.
I just want to preface this. Okay. So I chose like a Halloween themed one so I could tell people that their kids' candy isn't getting drugged.
Okay.
And shockingly, a lot of people don't know this story.
It's so fucked up.
It's fucked up. It's so fucked up. Okay.
Okay.
So Ronald Clark O'Brien lived in Deer Park, Texas, which for those of you who don't know, I raise my hand. I did not know. It's like a suburb outside of Houston, Texas.
Okay.
Texas is massive. I'm like, I should narrow it down at least like which okay, sure. city it's closest to. And he lived with his wife, Daydeen.
What's her name?
Daydeen, something like that.
Okay, Daydeen.
It was pronounced differently.
Daydeen.
Well, it's very Texas.
It's very Texas. I'm picturing her with very big hair.
Yeah, bigger the hair, the closer to God. You know
exactly.
And his two children, Elizabeth and Timothy. So Ronald was born October 19th, 1944. So he's a Libra. And he was an optician, which I at one point was an optician. And if you're wondering what that is,
were you?
Mm-hmm. In the worst place in the world. Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
I always get North Dakota and South Dakota confused.
Well, I don't, but I also, like, dealt with it, so that's why. And an optician is essentially, you help the optometrist, you like, it's the glasses like at the end, okay. because people have to go through their insurance and they have to figure out what lenses they want. So you just assist people with getting their lenses or their, you know, their contacts. So I did that for a little bit. So when they said optician, I was like, I got this one.
I know what that is.
He was also a deacon at the church. He was a pillar of the community, is what they called him.
Boo.
Does that surprise you? Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised.
You shouldn't be.
Wait, what year is this?
This is when this happened. It was the 70s.
Okay. I'm definitely picturing like 70s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So the pastors at the church said he was a great Christian and above average father. Gross.
Sure.
So let's set the scene here. It's October 31st. 1974, exactly 15 days before the, or for 15 years before the world became a better spot.
Calm down, kid.
So the world's like not that happy yet, but
it's like it's a sad and dreary place at this point.
Yeah. In time. It's where's the color? Not here.
Where's the sunshine?
Not here. Where's the sunshine? Who knows? Who's to say? I was like laughing as I was like writing that down.
Like laughing at yourself, like
yeah, I'm like that's so funny. So Halloween has always been celebrated, but like Halloween wasn't as big as it is now. Like think about as a kid, like decorations you wouldn't see like nearly as much as you do now.
I mean, I guess,
but
we kind of grew up in the
2000s, Halloween was though. A thing, absolutely, but it wasn't as big of a deal as it is now. Like people plan Halloween weeks in advance. There's parties and stuff like that. So, and it, people from the 70s, like, fucking calm down. If you're going to say anything, be like, we celebrate it. I know. But did you celebrate it like you do now where there's many costumes? There wasn't a spirit Halloween. I know that.
Wasn't as commercialized.
Wasn't as commercialized. That's probably a better way to put it. So the O'Briens decided to go trick-or-treating. And Ronald went with his two kids. Mm-hmm. And then they had another family, the Bates family, brought their two kids, so it was like four kids total and like two parents and everything.
Sure.
So they were trick-or-treating that specific night, and the kids went to a house and it seems like nobody was home, so the kids got frustrated and decided to move along after they rang the doorbell, which I mean, now with Halloween, if the lights are off, you just don't go to the house.
Yeah, so like that's code.
Yeah, and maybe that wasn't a rule then, but whatever. Anyway, so doesn't really matter.
Okay,
so they move along, and Ronald seems like he's lacking behind the group. And as they move along, he joins them quickly, and in his hands he has 5 21-inch pixie sticks. And if you know anything about pixie sticks, there's the teeny tiny ones.
Oh, these are like the jumbo ones.
Yeah. So, and the big ones that are like plastic.
Yeah.
And you know, ironically, before I did this one, I was just kind of curious. I was like, do they even do pixie sticks anymore? Like 2 weeks. I researched this. They don't have pixie sticks anymore. And buy the plastic ones. Yeah, which is surprising, but at the same time, it's like, I mean,
oh, when did they stop making pixie sticks? Okay. I mean, it's literally pure sugar.
Like it was last year or the year before that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, because they're selling like the pixie stick things online for like $60 for like one of them. And I'm like, yeah.
Wow, I feel old. Okay.
Right? Right? So yeah, he comes with the big plastic ones, and so the, you know, jumbo ones, and
the kids were probably like so fucking stoked.
Yeah,
it's literally like pure sugar. Like, yeah, it's just sugar,
like flavored sugar,
flavored sugar.
Yeah,
flavored and colored sugar. And the jumbo, oh my god, they're probably bouncing off the fucking walls.
I, as a kid, didn't really even like pixie sticks. Because I knew they were like...
It was just a lot.
And kids made jokes about like snorting them. And I was like, that's drug use.
Ew, drugs. Dare told me not to do that.
I followed Dare to a T. Anyway, so Ronald catches up with the group. And he tells the kids that the house they had left, because they didn't wait long enough, were actually handing out some good big pixie sticks.
All right.
And because he's so great, he grabbed 5 of them for the kids. So the kids were like, yay, that's great. And then they kept trick-or-treating. So he was given 5 of these, and there were 4 kids in the group. So he gave each of the kids a pixie stick. And when they were headed home, Ronald saw a kid from church that he knew, and he ended up giving him the 5th pixie stick.
What a guy.
Because he's a great father and man in general.
Pillar of the community.
So the kids got home, And Ronald allowed his children to pick out what candy they wanted to eat before they went to bed.
Sure.
And Timothy decided to have the giant pixie stick.
Oh, no.
Because, let's be honest, that was one of the bigger, like, premium things. Like, I mean, my parents trusted me.
It's like having the king size, you know?
Like, when I was little, my parents trusted me to just keep the candy in my room. So I didn't have to do the thing where, like, we put our candy together and then, yeah, like,
we didn't really do that.
Yeah, my mom was like.
And Eric would eat his in, like, a week and then, like, come for me and Keith's. And Keith and I would have
Why
our,
am I
like,
not surprised?
No, yeah. Keith and I would, like, have our candy until, like, Christmas.
Yeah, same.
And Eric would be like, can I have some of the candy?
I would eat it a lot at first, and then it kind of dwindled down.
Yeah.
Because I would eat the stuff I liked.
Right,
and then,
exactly. And then it was, like, Tootsie Rolls and shit.
Yeah, and then my brother and I would sometimes trade. But, like, we never took each other's candy. But you telling me that about Eric just cracks me up. Because I'm like.
It tracks.
Yeah, tracks. Lock your fucking door, Eric. I love Eric. So, anyways, so he picked out the giant pixie stick, and when he opened it, he had a hard time getting the powder out. So Ronald helped loosen the powder up for him.
It's like crusty.
Yeah. Well, you know like,
when they when get like that.
Yeah. So he probably just
like was swishing it around a little bit.
So he loosened the powder up for him, and Timothy complained that it tasted kind of bitter.
Oh no.
And Ronald was like, and it didn't taste right. And Ronald was like, oh, here's some Kool-Aid to wash away the bitter taste.
He's like, eat the whole thing.
Eat all of it.
Eat it all.
Well, he didn't need him to eat all of it. I'll tell you why. So not long after this, Timothy said his tummy hurt, and he ran to the bathroom and he started throwing up and convulsing from seizures.
I fucking can't.
So obviously something was wrong.
Like, horribly wrong.
Horribly wrong. The family rushed to the hospital, and within 1 hour of him ingesting the pixie stick, he had passed away.
Dude, this story just makes me so sad.
Yeah. And it's just, I think it's important to mention, like, where the rumor came from, but we'll get into it.
Yeah.
So he passed away after an hour, and one of the medical staff said they noticed the smell of bitter almonds on his breath. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Okay, because a lot of people are like, bitter almonds, it's like, bitter almonds is a bad thing. It's cyanide is like the smell. But they, I feel like, because that's such a specific smell. So I'm wondering if they
it's
like kind of
subtle too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very subtle. So I'm like wondering if they knew something was going on, especially with his
Well, why would he just start
symptoms?
Convulsing out of nowhere?
Yeah, exactly. So, obviously, this is really sad, and luckily, police officers were able to confiscate the other four pixie sticks before they had gotten consumed.
Oh, my God.
Which, thank God, because you would think, like, the kids would be like, oh, a premium pixie stick, let me have this. And when they took them, they noticed that the first 2 inches of powder was replaced with potassium cyanide. So when I tell you he didn't need him to eat the whole thing, like, he was like, oh, that was gross. Yes, it
he
was.
Just
needed the first
top.
Two, he just needed him to have the top.
What a dick.
Yeah.
That's like, we were just listening, Stephen and I, we were painting the nursery, and we were listening to the Tylenol murders when, like, in the 80s, I think it was, like, 1982 in Chicago, like, some person or persons,
fish rock stuff, and they put it in the Tylenol.
I didn't get that far, but they said it was potassium cyanide.
Yeah.
It was just, like, added into the Tylenol.
There was one,
so
I don't remember which
died.
One it is, and we should talk about it in the future, but I don't know if it was the Tylenol murders, but one of them, they use, like, something you put in fish tanks.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, it's quick. Like, if you ingest that, it's, like, super quick. Like, there's literally no time to even save you. Like, you're just fucking dead.
Yeah. It's quick, so,
so
scary.
Awful.
So obviously the public was in a panic. Who the fuck does this, especially to kids and candy, nonetheless?
Right.
Like, what the fuck? So they actually contacted Ronald, and they wanted him to walk through the, like, what they did that night for trick-or-treating, like the route they took.
Sure.
And at first, Ronald couldn't remember what house they went to, which is fucking weird, because remember, the kids left and he supposedly was the one who grabbed
the stick. It was like a specific event where it was like,
for
oh,
him.
This house. Like,
so I'm like, of course, if he's going to remember a house, it's going to be
that one. It's going to be that one.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's a
So luckily for investigators, That night it was raining on Halloween night. So I don't know if you've ever had to trick or treat when it's raining. It's not fun.
Well, I feel like we don't really trick or treat when it rains. We trick or treated when it snowed.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to wear your jacket over your costume. And then like people be like, what are you? Because they couldn't see your costume.
And you're like, I'm a Power Ranger. I'm a
fucking princess.
You can't look tell. At me.
Because I'm wearing a puffy coat and mittens and a hat.
There was one year I was at my sister's house. It was like before we went trick or treating with them. And I was like handing out candy. And one little girl was like, what are you? And she didn't need to take off her jacket.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, I'll show you. And her dad's like, oh, Kendra, come on. And she like opened her jacket. She's like, boom, and like opened it. And she was Elsa.
That's so cute.
And it was so cute. It cracks me up because she's like, I'll show you. Like you knew she was like, she wanted me to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was like, boom. And like showed me she was Elsa. It's,
That's precious.
Yeah, I was like, thank you. This is all I needed for my birthday. So they didn't go to a lot of houses. That's why I say luckily for investigators. So it was easy to go.
Easy to narrow down.
Yeah, to go house to house and figure out what was going on. And they only went down two streets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I remember.
Dude, we used to have pillowcases.
Okay, so it's funny you say that because like I told Keith last night. I was like, I need to research this. So you have to deal with that. And I was like, remember when I told you we were doing the podcast, he's like, fine. So I like was doing that. And I was like, did you ever go trick or treating? Like, and he's like, we brought pillowcases.
Yeah, dude.
And I was like, so did I. And I would go to houses.
We would go everywhere. In our neighborhood and then surrounding neighborhoods. Like we had like a plan.
100%.
We would always go to like the rich neighborhoods because they gave out like full size or king size.
So I never got king size.
What?
Listen, Danae.
You should have trick-or-treated with us. We had a whole operative.
See, I feel like we would have had fun, and we ruined it by not knowing each other. It's on us at this point. So, well, we grew up in the same area, so that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I ended up only going down two streets. And so investigators were able to reach out to these houses and just surrounding ones and ask them what they gave the kids. And all the people were like, we didn't give out pixie sticks.
No one gave out pixie sticks.
Motherfucker. So after going through the neighborhood three times, Ronald miraculously remembered which house was the one that gave pixie sticks.
Oh my gosh.
And he said that after everyone had left, he went to the door again. Which, fucking leave people alone.
Yeah,
if they don't come to the door.
If they don't answer the first time,
so he told them, and also, which is a lie, because he's like, you didn't wait long enough, whatever.
Yeah.
So he said after everyone had left, he went to the door again because apparently you just need to bug people. And a hairy arm pokes out and gave him five pixie sticks. And that's all he saw was just this hairy arm. I can tell you this.
No.
If I saw a hairy arm come out and they handed me something, I would say no, thank you. Yeah.
And also, you're an adult, so, like, that's weird that they even gave you candy.
Yeah, and why are you bugging people that don't have candy? Anyways.
Okay, he sounds like he's really trustworthy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I also would be like, oh, you don't want us here. I will not be taking those from you.
Yeah.
But I'm also, like, a normal person for the most part. And the guy whose house it was, his last name was Melvin. And Melvin was an air traffic controller, and when you do air traffic control, it's like a nurse. Like you don't have days off. Like it's 24/7. You need people to like be there. So he was working and he didn't get home.
Like long ass shifts.
So yeah. He didn't get home until 11 at night. So they were just like questioning him, and he had like proof he was at work. So they like ruled him out immediately.
Yeah.
And he's like, cool. I'm getting wrapped up in this. I'm not going to be at our house this year for Halloween, so I hope nobody says, like, I poisoned their child.
You're not?
No, I'm probably going to be, like, in...
Oh, you're probably hanging out with your nibblings.
Let's see if they actually make me food this year, or if I make my own food.
You should always just bring your own little, like, lunchbox of things.
But on my birthday?
Fair.
Okay. Yeah. You're like, you got a point there. Anyways... So, the cops decided to zero in on Ronald because his story didn't make sense. Like, as I've explained to you, like, there's parts that just don't make sense. And shocker, he was not the model citizen that everyone thought he was.
Oh my god, I am so surprised.
The Jonesy sound. I always think, what? I think of Jonesy. So over the last 10 years, he had been employed by 21 different places, and he was fired from every one of those places for either negligence or fraud.
Oh my god.
And on average, that means he was out of place for 6 months, and since it's 21, it was less than 6 months.
Wow. That's a lot of jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially at a time where, like, you know, it was kind of unheard of to, like, job skip around. You know, like,
well, nowadays it's like,
it's like, do what you need to do for your mental health or whatever. But, like, at, I think in the 70s and 80s and, like, even
mental health is a sham. 90s, nobody's like, you're just weak.
Be loyal to the company and they'll, like, reward you or whatever, you know?
Now we found out that's bullshit.
Uh-oh. What does Daydean have to say?
We'll get to Daydean at that.
Daydane.
Daydane. So the cops decided to zero in on Ronald. Okay, we got there. So at his current job, it came out that he was about to be let go again.
And he's an optician? Like, how do you fuck that up?
He was stealing money. And at this point, he was bringing home $150 a week, which in the 70s was about $900 a week.
Is that a lot for an optician?
Yeah, I made $400 a week.
Oh, okay.
In 2018.
Okay, so he's making like almost double what he should be making.
Yeah.
Suspicious.
Yeah, so he's making a lot. Yeah, because I was like, when I was doing that stuff, I was making, like, my take home was $400 a week.
Okay, so I was, and that was in like a 2018. Few years ago. Yeah,
I was not living my best life.
Okay, so he's a lying liar.
Yes.
And he's frauding all over the place.
Yes, and I'll get into, like, the fraud that you're about to hear about. Okay. Anyways, so he was barely able to cover bills and food and everything. And if you're already struggling, you don't really want to lose that job.
No.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a family to take care of.
Yeah. So they dug more into his life, and it turns out that he had over $100,000 in debt.
From what?
I don't know. It doesn't get into it.
$100,000 in the 70s?
Which would be $600,000 in debt now.
Holy shit, dude.
Which is outrageous.
Oh my god.
And his car was about to be repossessed.
Oh.
So obviously he was going through some serious financial woes.
He's like really good at financing things.
He's like, so good at putting stuff on a credit card and saying, put it on my tab.
Put it on my tab.
Put it on my tab, mate. Anyways.
Just everything, put it on my tab.
Yeah, just put everything on his
tab.
Will
not pay it back.
So, like, many of our stories.
Oh, my God.
I'm doing a magical, like, rainbow sign.
Okay.
He took out life insurance policies.
Oh, this asshole.
On both his children for $10,000 each, which in today's money would be $60,000 for each child. So, yeah.
Dude, that's low.
But, well, of course that's low. So, but remember, his debt's $100,000, so we got to figure this out. So, that only covers 20% of the debt, and if something were to happen to his children, so he actually ended up taking an additional $20,000 on each child. What are we up to? Dude. We're up to $60,000, right? Like, people are like, that's weird that you're taking out life insurance policies on your children. So that leaves $40,000 left on his debt. So a few days before October 31st, he took another $20,000 policy on each child. So we're at $100,000.
He's not taking any, like, okay, not to be like a dick, but like he's not taking anything out on his wife.
No.
Like, why are you doing the children?
He needs her.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, not that one is better than the other. And like, obviously don't kill your wife and children, but like, why is he taking it out on the children?
On only children.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, well, they thought it was weird, too. They're like, why are you taking a life insurance policy out on your children?
I didn't even know you could do that.
Well, yeah, I get why you do it on parents. Because if something were to happen to one of the parents, you would need, you know.
Well, yeah, like an adult. But, like, on your children?
Yeah.
Because, like, if your child dies, you're probably financially going to be okay. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you're not relying on their income.
Exactly.
Because it's a child.
Exactly. So they thought it was strange too. Like, okay. The insurance company's like, that's weird.
Yeah. Psycho.
So he did it right before Halloween. So on the day of November 1st, The day right after his son passed away, he called the insurance company to collect on that $50,000.
Bro.
It gets worse. It gets worse, but we'll get into that too in a second. Soon. Way too soon. And a few days before Halloween, he was seen at a chemical store where they had potassium cyanide, and he ended up leaving because the smallest amount you can get was 5 pounds, which is
five pounds.
Yeah, which is a massive amount.
You so don't need that much.
He ended up not getting it. He ended up walking out because, okay. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying like he was like, that's not enough.
No.
And I was like, oh my God.
No, it was too much. It was a massive amount. No, okay.
I was like,
I need more than that.
You're like, who are you, else are you killing?
Yeah. So police came to the conclusion we've all come to. He tried to kill his children to collect on their insurance policies and no longer be in debt. But killing your own child is so beyond fucked up. Like, but it goes worse than that. And I'll get
it. Worse than that?
Well, here.
Oh, my God.
But if you remember correctly, he had 5.
Pixie sticks.
5 pixie sticks.
I do remember that because I was like, where? Oh, and the extra one to the little kid from church.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So you not only were killing your own children, which is beyond fucked up, but you look at 2 other children that are loved and cared for and a child from church, and they're just pawns in your plan.
Scheme. Dude. Like,
you're killing children to cover up your crimes.
For your and not only children, but you got yourself into.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like...
Like, is that... Like, is any possible monetary amount worth killing children for? Like, no.
No, but to him, sure. Oh, so fucked up.
Oh, wow.
So police were not able to find out where he actually came up with the cyanide, but he didn't end up like, but he did end up getting
some.
He got
it, obviously.
Yeah.
From somewhere.
So they couldn't really nail down where he got it from, but yeah, he got it from somewhere.
Wow.
And on November 5th, he was arrested and he was charged for 1 count of capital murder for his son, Timothy, and 4 counts of attempted murder for the other children that were just, you know, pawns again.
So the other kids died too?
No, but it was attempted.
But like
murder.
It was attempted.
Yes. Okay, cool. Because
so I'm glad none of them took it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh God.
So, and I'm sure he's like, well, if I lose my children, like they're same children, you know, other children.
Well, it
too.
Makes it look like it's more of a like
problem than it really was.
Yeah. Like if other children are dying too, mm-hmm. Which is super messed up.
So this went to trial on May 5th, 1975. So pretty much 6 months after the events took place.
Okay.
And that happened in 1974. So the trial is in 1975. He pled not guilty, but one of his friends, this guy, recalls that Ronald was asking him about cyanide and, you know, like how much it would take to kill somebody.
Oh my God.
In 1973, a year before this happened, his other coworker said that he became really interested in talking about cyanide and how much it would take to kill somebody right before.
Why are you talking with your coworers about that?
A year ahead of time. Like, if any of my coworkers are like, cyanide, right? I'd be like, what are you planning?
What
are you planning? What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
So
he's
like, I'm saying
it
gets worse when I said it gets worse. At his son's funeral, this fucking monster was telling people he was going to use the insurance money to go on vacation.
Okay, so he's clearly like a psychopath for real.
Yeah, you don't, like you.
What?
You're talking about what you're going to do with the sons.
Why would you say that to anyone? That is so messed up.
So
and so people were like, red flag central.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Well, I'm sure he was like, we're going to go to Hawaii and like act all giddy. Like, gross, dude.
What?
Fucking gross.
Oh my God.
You are a piece of shit human being.
Seriously.
So what? June 5th, a month after the trial had started, the jury deliberated for 46 minutes and he was found guilty on all the charges.
Okay, good.
It took them 71 minutes to decide that he was sentenced to death by electrocution because that was still a thing in the
70s. Oh, okay.
And but Texas. it was dwindling out as a way of punishment. So Homeboy was shunned by his fellow death row inmates because
good.
The crime against children.
They do not fuck
sir,
around in prison with that.
Fuck you. Yeah. Especially crimes against children.
Yeah.
And not only that, but your own child.
Yeah.
Like some people can't have children.
Whoa.
And you just saw yours.
And he just
sensible.
Felt like fine about it. Like
yeah.
That's so creepy.
Yeah. So throughout the rest of the 70s and into the 80s, they kept postponing and rescheduling his murder because they tried to do appeals and everything, and electrocution was not even an option anymore.
Oh, you mean like his death sentence?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, sorry. Yeah. The death sentence. I don't know why I said murder. My notes are all sorts of fucked up.
Like, wait, what?
Sorry. Yeah. No, so it was lethal injection at this point. And at one point they scheduled it for October 31st, 1982. 8 years after the murder, which I'm like, that would have been, I mean, it should have happened like the same day, but whatever. And his lawyer was like, no, 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 we need another stay of execution. And they decided, they scheduled it on March 31st, 1984. So like literally a year and a half later. And his lawyer wanted to do another stay of execution and they said no. And on March 31st, 1984, he was given lethal injection and his last words were basically, I'm not gonna read them because it's a long thing, but he's like, how is this fair?
You don't get to talk about fair.
Let me name the ways.
Like, no.
Yeah. So, awful, but the good news that came out of this was Daydine divorced him, and she remarried a guy who adopted Elizabeth. And it seems like they had it happy as you can have without having Timothy there.
Jesus.
But, and he was not allowed to be buried in the same cemetery as Timothy.
Good.
Cause like so crazy when people, have like them buried next to each other. It's like, wow.
Yeah. Hell no.
But yeah. So this man started the rumor of people thinking that they're giving their children like, you know, drugs, which they're not giving your children drugs. Calm down. But yeah. So when you hear people talking about drugs, it's a man who did that to his child.
Yeah. It's not stranger danger. It's literally like a way to get out of debt. That's so messed up.
So fucked up.
Ugh. Wow.
So that's the story of the Candyman, which is very different from the movie.
Yeah.
So that's why I was kind of like, oh, I don't really want to call it the Candyman because it's different from the movie. It's not even anything to do with it. So,
wow, that's yeah, fucked up.
That's the story. But yeah, also I'm still competing in Face of Horror. Go vote for me. I've made it into first place so far. So yeah it goes until November, like mid-November. So
just keep voting,
please. And you know, if you do decide to be so kind and give money to it, it goes to the B+ Foundation, which helps children with pediatric cancer. So it goes to a good cause. It's not just going to somebody's pocket, which I love that it's actually going towards something meaningful. But yeah, we're going to post pictures on our Instagram, and we're Mysterious Mavens Pod just on Instagram.
You can also email us if you have any stories that you want us to cover, or if there's a story that you were involved in some capacity, we would love to hear from you.
Or if we've talked about your story and you were involved and want to tell us what we said wrong or tell us we did a good job, we love that.
Email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We have a website, we have a TikTok, we have a Facebook group, all Mysterious Mavens Pod.
Yeah, just find us and interact with us in any way that you see fit. And until next time.
Yeah, take care of yourselves. Self-care for yourself.
Self-care
for yourself.
Okay, bye.
Bye.